time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
And we're going to do something a little bit different. We're heading out to the Lacaparo County Fair, and we're in the Heather Nursery booth out there. And here's Paul along with Dwayne. How are you guys doing out there?
Hey, we're doing good. You almost said Terry.
I almost said Terry, yeah, because you just said Terry was out there, too, so I'm getting mixed up here now.
Terry's over eating corn dogs across the road here.
So what else is new?
Yep. Well, we're out at the Lacaparo County Fair.
That's right.
That's always fun.
Broadcasting live from the fair, from the Heather Nursery and Floral Booth. Beautiful day, Dwayne.
It sure is. And our booth is located outside the Home and Garden Building on the north end, and been here for years, and appreciate everybody that comes by. It's always fun at the Lacaparo County Fair talking to people and just being out in the sunshine.
That's right, and eating fair food.
And eating fair food. I was here yesterday, and it was 86 degrees sitting here.
Oh,
it was hot. It was hot. Supposed to be a little better now, so come out to the fair. Come say hi at the booth. We have some specials. We always bring our fall mums. And a lot of people buy their fall mums here, and we'll have a little special. And we also have a lot of different other plants. We have celosia and millet and asters and a lot of other fall-type plants that'd be colorful. You can either plant them in a basket and put them on your front steps or plant them out in the garden.
All right. Yeah, we've got a number of plants around us here. We'll talk about them in a little bit, but... once again, broadcasting from the fairgrounds here at Lacaparo. The gates today, a lot of things going on. Today it's Senior Citizens Day. Do we qualify for Senior Citizen Day?
Yeah, we do.
free gate admission for all senior citizens today.
Hey, that's great, you know, and there's a lot of things for the senior citizens to come and look at, and
yep.
It's great. And the vendors are here, a lot of food, like you said, Paul, and a lot of things to see.
All right, so it's our plant of the week, Dwayne. What are we going to pick here?
You know what I pick?
What did you pick?
I put all the plants at the fair. How's that for getting out of it?
Yeah, good. I haven't walked through the building here yet.
I always like walking through there, so I walked here quick when I got down here today. And in the garden building here, I get dahlia. There's a big yellow dahlia in there that got Grand Champion. That's awesome. So that'll be our plant of the week.
Okay. Do you know who did that?
My eyes couldn't see that far.
Okay.
I got to get inside the fence.
Okay.
But there's a lot of vegetables, a lot of pumpkins down there, and then one of my favorite things to look at, besides the flowers, our end, you bring an assortment of vegetables. We always called it a vegetable box when I was in 4-H.
Oh.
But now and there's some pretty awesome gardeners out there. And maybe they can do the show. But it's pretty impressive. Come and look at all that. That's fun.
That's right. So that's our plant of the week. As Terry and Becky just drove by, they're not eating corn dogs, like you said.
They ate them already.
They're in their pickup.
Yeah, they're making circles.
I think they're putting up the Dawson Chamber booth.
Yeah.
They're selling commercial building.
Selling Dawson Chamber is having a raffle for assortment of different money sizes, so you can buy tickets there. I know there's a number of raffles around. I saw them eating corn dogs, though.
Okay, you did. Okay.
Yeah, they were sitting on that's got to be the longest picnic table in the world.
In the food court here.
Yeah, they're huge. And, they enjoyed their corn dogs.
What's do we have a horticultural concern today, or?
You know, we did last week. And it's kind of continued, and I've gotten a lot of questions still about the lilacs.
Lilacs?
What's going on with the lilacs? I mean, everybody plants lilacs, you know, the outside edge of the grove, and
because
they're so hardy. But they got a disease this year, in the last couple of years. It's a downy mildew. It's different than the regular mildew. It's a tougher thing to kill. But about 3 weeks ago, I started spraying the lilacs with Biomentum, and... first ones I sprayed were up in Hortonville, and I was back there about a week ago, so it was 2 weeks spraying. Then there was about a 4-inch new growth on it.
Oh, wow.
So if you're having problems with your lilacs, I would definitely spray them. And you can come and talk to me at the fair here, and I'll point you in the right direction.
Okay.
But lilacs, they're just like somebody took a blowtorch to them. They're just crinkling up.
Oh, okay.
It's also happening on the rhubarb and the peonies.
Oh.
So if you have those three are what the question of the week is.
Okay.
Is what the heck is going on?
Yeah, it's kind of been a strange, in a way, strange growing season with different issues this year, huh?
Well, it's a lot of moisture, you know.
Early on,
moisture and then humidity. I don't think our grass has ever been so green for so long. So that's good. I think it kind of, you know, we've had a couple dry years before this year, and so I think the plants needed a little boost, and I think this helped revive a lot of the plants.
Okay, good.
It's good.
Well, instead of taking questions today, because we are broadcasting live from the Lockerbie County Fair, you've got such a great display here at the Heather Floral and Nursery
Garden Center. The winter, about fall. We're going to call it Heather Nursery and Landscaping Floral.
Okay.
How about that?
We can do that.
We can cut out the greenhouse a little bit because we're not doing greenhouse stuff yet.
Okay.
But doing lots of landscaping. We're out at the county park today and had a little incident out there that people were, better not say what I call them, but they're spinning around their tires, and so we're out there repairing that.
Okay.
And they're going to build a bridge.
Oh, at the county park?
At the county park, they're going to build a walking bridge across the river. That's pretty cool.
Oh, nice.
Isn't it?
Yeah, I hadn't heard that.
Yeah,
okay.
So that's fun. And, you know, I took some pictures down there and could easily have, if you want to see some huge, big oak trees, go down to the county park on the east side and go down there by the shelter and just walk around there. Those trees are gorgeous.
Oh.
They're huge. There's acorns. If you want to pick up acorns, there's acorns all over. But we have the beautiful county park right there and beautiful trees. If you're into nature, there's walking paths and stuff down there.
Okay.
So go down to the county park, Lackawanna County Park.
Speaking of trees, you have some trees here right in front of us. What do they got? What do they got? Cherries on them there? what a tree is that there, Dwayne?
We do have cherry trees, but this one's a flowering crab. It's called Prairie Fire Flowering Crab. It's one of my favorite. And I sold a flowering crab this morning, but they said, I don't want any of those berries on there. They'll fall on the ground.
Oh.
And when my father-in-law lived in the cities, he had two flowering crabs in his front yard, and the berries fell off. It's one of the first days I got to clean up his berries. I said, I ain't doing this again. So our flowering crabs are either sterile, which means they don't have berries, they still have flowers, or they're called persistent. And that means they hold on to their berries and they don't fall off. The birds eat them off. And so they hold on really well so you don't have that mess.
Okay.
Prairie Fire flowering crab has a dark, dark, dark pink flower. And then it gets those bright red cherry berries on there. That's awesome.
Yeah, looks good. They're edible then? No.
For birds,
okay.
I suppose you could make a jam out of them, but not very many people do that. It's just for kind of looks. This tree back here in the corner, Paul, is the oldest tree in the world. Not that one, but that variety.
Oh, really?
It's called like Northern Ginkgo. Comes out of China. And the leaves are really weird shape on there. It looks like a fan.
It does.
Yeah. And
I didn't know you labeled the oldest tree in the world. So they know what the oldest tree in the world is?
Yeah. That's it right there.
Seriously.
It's kind of like you'd call a fossil. Definitely. Because, they found the leaves. And the leaf is so different than any other leaf in the world. And it's cool. And, in the fall, I have a ginkgo tree in my yard. And then one day, the leaves will all fall off that tree.
Oh.
You just get a pile of leaves in one day. It's all off the tree. They turn bright goldy yellow.
That's crazy.
And if you want a different tree, get a Northern Ginkgo. They're cool.
Right. That's worth the price of admission in the fairgrounds here. Just come and see the world's oldest tree.
There you go.
Ginkgo. I like the color of this leaf here.
Isn't
on
that
this
neat?
Tree. Yeah, it's different.
That one's a ginkgo from China. That's a Norway maple from Norway over there. Okay. It's a variegated Norway maple. It has a maple leaf, a big maple leaf, and has a variegation around the edge. It's white around the edge.
That's what makes it pretty different than the other maple.
It's very
trees.
Different. I told the boys when they hauled the trees over here, I said, pick me out some different trees that I can talk about. And they did a great job. That's one of my favorite trees.
Pretty, very pretty
very
for a
pretty.
Maple.
Variegated Norway maple.
What's the one rubbing on my back here.
Apple tree.
Oh, it's an apple tree.
And that one's different, too. It's called Triumph Apple. A lot of people haven't heard that because it's brand new. It's Honeycrisp Apple. You've heard of Honeycrisp?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The real sweet one?
Yep.
This is a Honeycrisp Apple crossed with a Liberty Apple. Liberty Apple is the most nutritious apple there is. So you get a lot of vitamins and that type. So they cross the Honeycrisp Apple with a Liberty Apple. Mm. They call it Triumph. And so we have a Triumph Apple right behind us, and that we've been planting a lot of those. Great time to plant in the fall. That's one of the questions.
Yep.
And I do have a flyer here. Fall is for planting, and what you should do in the fall, and if you want to stop by the fair booth, I'll give you a handout on what we should be doing. We should probably be talking about that, but we're almost out of time.
Yeah, we got about 3 minutes. So.
Yep. So fall is for planting handout. You can get it at the fair. We also have a drawing here for mums and some Earth Elements fertilizer. So you can sign up and put it in my little cow here.
Yeah, you got a little vase cow here, huh?
Now we got a planter here for flowers.
So what's for sale?
Everything's for sale.
Oh, everything's for
but
sale.
But the giveaway, we're going to have some Earth Elements fertilizer, which I strongly believe in, if you haven't heard that over the years.
And you created that yourself, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, but it works, because people come back and they said, you know that stuff? Not stuff.
Yeah.
You sold me last year. I need some more of that. And it works great. It has about every mineral in the world and some unique things in there that make it really different. So you can sign up for that at the fair. I have a little table that's been with me all over the United States, and I still got it here, and you can sign up.
Is this the one we're on?
Yep. Oh, I do a lot of talks around.
Yep.
And I take this with and have the same setup, so got my chair.
Yep.
Chair and table.
All right. It's always fun broadcasting live from the county fair, isn't Duane?
It's a fun announcing with you all the time. We've been at the fair, and we've been at the Grand Park, and football games, basketball games, and all over, so... It's the fair is good because people are always happy, and I like it. We're sitting in the middle of the trees.
And almost in the middle of the food court, too.
Yeah. And also, we haven't talked about veggie races. Is that tomorrow?
Saturday.
Saturday, 11:30.
11:30.
With veggie races.
Are you emceeing that again? Or?
You know, I'm not because we have a large funeral. We got a large wedding that we have to set up in Appleton, so I won't be able to be here. So... taking the veggie races.
Yeah, and that starts 11:30 on Saturday. It's always a very popular thing, isn't it?
You make a car and you race it down the derby track.
Okay.
It's fun.
All right, Duane. Hey, thanks for inviting me over again to sit outside in the sun now.
It's nice.
And
everybody come down to the fair. If you don't want to come to the fair, you can come to Heather Nursery and Floral and Landscaping in Madison, Dawson, and Montevideo.
All right, and with that, we'll turn it back to you at the studio. Everyone, come down to the county fair this weekend.